Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew, Miles Sebastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Now, I'm so glad you're joining us tonight. I'm hoping some of you who are in the New York area can join me at Borders on February 11th at 7 p.m. at the Lake Grove Borders. And I'll be doing a book signing and a little bit of a lecture. Anyway, Nicole, people are wondering how you're doing. I know you've had a little bit of a rough day. So we're glad that you're joining us. You did have a rough day, correct?
I did. But you know what? It's all good.
All right, good. And how is your love life going?
It's awesome.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
Yes, it's absolutely, positively awesome.
I'm glad to hear it. Everything seems to be going very well in my life, too, other than the usual stuff. And those of you who are not in New York, we are sort of having the most snow of any January, and I think it's making New Yorkers a little insane because they don't know.
I know it's making me insane. We're kind of
control freaks, and we don't know if we're working, not working, or what's happening, so... there's just a lot of snow out there, so we're here to stay warm. Anyway, normally Nicole is the one who's screening the calls, and she's the one who does, you know, most of that hard work. But I'm going to be doing it tonight. So, Nicole, you can feel free to jump in and help me answer some of these questions since you don't have to be doing the chat room.
You got it.
Okay, so I'm going to a 917 number. That's New York. And hi, Cindy, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is Cindy. Who are you?
My name is Carmela.
Hi, Carmela. So you're in New York, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm with all
the
snow.
You know what I'm talking about with the snow, that we're all like, if you notice, people are just are getting a little insane because they just don't know what... you know, there's less... Right, there's less places to park and the roads are not so great, so it adds to the stress. Now,
that is very true.
I'm sure there's something on your mind tonight or you wouldn't have called into our show, so we'd love to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to know, like, if I'm in the right relationship at this time in my life. I am seeing someone, and I'm just trying to make sure, I mean, I think I am, but I need to know the signs that I am in to make sure if I am and if things are going to go forward as far as marriage and children and all that.
Okay, I definitely see children in your future and a husband. So that's really wonderful. You have a little bit of an unusual alignment of cards because there are three happy family cards and you've gotten them all. So that's a good sign.
Uh-huh.
And this is a very good five-year period opening up for you. Pretty much anything you want is yours, money-wise, and actually have a very good 10-year period. The question that bothers me is that you're questioning, is this the right one? Because normally when we're in a relationship that we know it's right, we don't usually ask that question. Part of it is that you're a little bit of a control freak, and I can see in these cards, which means, you know, you almost want a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And love doesn't come with a guarantee. People do sometimes change or evolve, or life throws us curveballs. But from what I could see, this is a good man here. Have you been hurt in the past?
Yes, and I'm not even talking about a male relationship.
You're just talking about in friendships or business,
yeah.
People you trusted.
Exactly.
It's all the same. you know, anyone who's reading my book, Grant Me a Higher Love, will know it's although it talks primarily about love relationships, it's about our relationships with our family members, our friends, and sometimes I think you're punishing yourself because you didn't see some signs on the wall or red flags with some of those friends or people. But it did prepare you to be a little bit less trusting, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, because from these cards I could see by nature you are a pretty trusting person, and that's how we can get hurt. He looks very, very much in love with you from these cards. How long have you been with him now?
About 2 years.
Okay, because in 2 years, people, you know, the prince that becomes the beast usually can't hide that for more than 6 months to a year. If you've been with him 2 years already, you know, more of the red flags would have had to go up.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 39.
Okay, so you know that you can't, like, wait forever for him,
right,
for this to move forward. And part of that, you know, sometimes when we get with that biological clock ticking, or any time I feel like I have a gun to my head to make a decision, I don't think I make the best decisions, or I get more fearful. At this point, it looks like you have to start taking it to the next level. Have you talked about that with him?
Yes.
And he's on board with it?
Yes. I don't see the signs that it's going that way, but we do talk about it constantly.
Okay.
He actually talks a lot about it, too.
Okay. How old is he, by the way?
He's 41.
Okay, because you're a unique generation in terms of commitment phobia. You do want relationships. You do want love, but sometimes they can't go to the next step. They run from it. So with the two of you, it's almost, you know, you're what if this happens, what if that happens, thinking a lot in the future. You're not going to know every possible answer. But money doesn't look like it should be a problem for the two of you. It looks like, you know, what's going on in America right now is people, even when they do have money, are getting so panicky about it that they almost are not, you know, marrying or doing the things they should do. You have a grandmother who passed away. Do you remember her?
Yes, I do.
Because she's laughing up there because they all think we're nuts. We have more food in our refrigerator than they probably had for a month. We have new cars. We have nice places to live, and we worry about money much more than they did, and they had a right to worry about it.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, if our ancestors, my grandmother or my grandfather, worried about could they afford their kids, none of us would have ever been born, because they really lived during the Depression and harder times. So this is you deciding that you're ready to take it. It looks very soon that the two of you could go forward, but you're both sort of doing the dance forward and back. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Nobody wants to be the one to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole, who's like a major commitment fool, but she's getting better. Nicole, do you need to add to this? Because you're laughing over there, so.
I am laughing because, well, Cindy, you and I had a very, very similar conversation before the show tonight, you know, about how I was just, how, you know, similar circumstance about how I was, you know, feeling the limbo of my relationship, and I, you know, didn't really know what to do with it. You know, and I started, you know, because of my own commitment phobia, because of, you know, her commitment phobia, you know, we started to stagnate a little bit, and I put it all out on the table, you know, and I just said, hey, listen, you know, if this is not going to move, you know, in any given direction, then I'm going to have to go. You know, as hard as it was for me to say that because I love her, but, you know, I still said it. And, you know, she completely agreed, and she was completely on board, and, you know, it's been absolutely wonderful since we had that conversation, you know, and we're working on things, and we're working on moving things forward or whatever, and we're doing it together. And even as far as, like, the whole money aspect of it, you know, I mean, what did I say to you earlier, Cindy? It's like, you know, I got 3 businesses under my belt, and so much stress and this and that and everything else, and, you know, the money, and then, you know, as always, you brought me back to earth.
Mm-hmm. And this is the point, Carmela. You have a biological clock ticking, and if you want children, it's time to take that step forward. I mean, 5 years passes very quickly. You know, you could be 5 years older, and if you're worrying about money, we're waiting till we're older, you're going to end up needing fertility treatments that are going to cost a fortune that you won't need now. So there's a point in which if you love this man, do you love him with your heart? Because I'm going to ask this question anyway, before you walk down the aisle, do you love this man with your heart?
Yeah.
Do you love him with your soul? He brings out the best in you for the most part.
Yeah.
Do you love him with your mind? You guys talk, you communicate?
Yeah.
Do you love him with your body? You have good chemistry together?
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that, honey. So if I were you, I would visualize a ring on my finger,
uh-huh.
you know, and start making plans for moving it forward, because it's that leap of faith now. That's what God's asking you. We always have to take a leap of faith. Older souls are very competent. We are pretty good at dotting our I's, keeping our papers in order, doing what we have to do. But there are no guarantees. And the big fear is if we really love somebody and God forbid something happens to them. Well, we can never know that ahead of time, but you can know that right now, if anybody's alignment of cards I've seen in terms of a relationship, you've got great ones. So, you know, try to move forward. Let us know. Call in and let us know what happens.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time and encouragement. I think you hit it right on the nail before when I've been punishing myself because of the past. So I
right, but you don't trust your judgment. And
mm-hmm.
again, we have blinders on. Anybody who's had lifetimes in the last 5,000 years of the Jewish Christian tradition has been brainwashed to see the good in people and not the bad and ugly. And unfortunately, that allowed for Hitler to come to power because people did not see his
mm-hmm.
evil
mm-hmm.
soon enough. You know what I'm saying? So think about that. It was 60 years ago. Human beings take a long time to evolve. We've got to get some blinders off. We're all going to sometimes be trusting, allow someone in our life who hurts us, so be it. We learn from it. Next time we look for the red flags. But the problem is you're punishing a good man for something that he hasn't done. And, of course, he has his own fears of commitment. Can I afford her? What, you know, can financially, you know, he has the men thing, you know, that's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, right, good luck to you.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm just going to keep moving along because we do have a lot of callers today.
Yes.
Thank you, Carmela.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to move over to somebody on Long Island. Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello? Well, maybe this person doesn't want to be
on
the air.
Did they just hang up?
I don't know. Maybe they don't want to be on the air. Okay, we'll move over because there's a lot of other people that their hands raised, and I know they do want to be on the air. Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 Cindy, you're on the air. Hi, this is Cindy. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
I think some people are in cell phones, and that cell phones are working very badly today. So I'm going to go over to another caller and see. Okay, hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, it's Cindy.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello,
yes,
Cindy,
you're
on the
Cindy
air.
Yes, you're on with Cindy Nicole. What's your name?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm
I know you must have
good.
A question because you're calling in. And we're having a little technical difficulties. I think some of the phones are not working that great with the weather.
I know.
So,
yes, probably.
So, I mean, it's been all day. So, anyway, do you have a question you want to share with us?
Yes, I have a question regarding my marriage. I would like to know if this is the end of 13 years of marriage at this point.
Okay, the card that came up was a death card. And death card in relationships indicate a divorce coming. I could see you're a mother and you're upset about this. But what you're showing your children right now is not all that great in this marriage. Are you aware of that?
I'm sorry. Repeat that part.
What you're showing your children right now is not the best version of love. And it's not a lack of love. It looks like your husband and you had loved each other, but you both you sort of gotten really off track. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure.
And you're worrying, like kind of trying to figure out where you're going to go from here. Relationships do work in 5-year cycles. From what I could tell from these cards, Definitely by the time you hit the 10-year mark, which is about 3 years ago, something had to give. And, you know, sometimes we do nothing. It's like we just don't know what to do, so we sort of coast, and all of a sudden another 3 years passes. But to keep doing nothing is negative karma, which means when God gets in here and starts fixing it, it's going to hurt a lot more. So it looks as if once you make your decision, you're having trouble making up your mind what to do. Are you aware of that?
Right.
If you would clearly say you want the marriage to end, the universe would help you on that path. Or if you said, I want the marriage to be fixed 100%, the universe could help that. The problem is you're in that one foot in the marriage, one foot out stage, and nothing can really be helped here. In the future, there is a nice soulmate relationship coming, whether that could be with this man because you could fix it. It looks like this marriage has been over for a while. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. It's been like he left probably 8 months ago, and I'm having a lot of problems. We had a lot of problems financially. That's one of the main reasons. And also, you know, hitting 60 and he doesn't have a penny, and then manhood, like not he can't support the family, or at least myself and himself. And he decided to run away to his kids and grandkids and his mother. So he left me with my mother, and I'm on my own, and he avoids speaking, talking, or calling me. So you are just like, it ended up but with no conversation, if that
right,
is the case.
What you, actually, you were brought to him because his children have never really seen a very good version of love, and that was your job, to show him what soulmate looks like, because you guys did start out that way. The problem is commitment phobia, and it's really a major thing in America. It often happens because of money. It can happen. Can I afford her? Can I survive? And he almost wants to run back to where it was safe, where he can be taken care of. And it does look like it's pretty over here, and you're having trouble accepting that. You know, you
probably.
Usually, because you were soulmates, God gives a little time, 6 months, 8 months, to see, you know, what he's going to do if he misses you and he's going to come back. But the fact that he's not speaking to you is really a sign of major commitment phobia, because that's really mean. That's really cruel. That's hurtful. And he's not a mean man, I could see from these cards. So to do something so mean to you is showing that he doesn't want to lose you, but he doesn't know if he wants you either. He doesn't know what he fears more, having you or losing you. And so what he's doing, he's leaving you out on the market without a man, almost hoping you might find somebody else and get him off the hook so he could say, well, she didn't love me that much. At this point, you know, have you filed for a formal divorce?
No, because financially, my mother's the one who's supporting me. I'm trying to look for a job to keep on walking on my own foot now, because we are not together anymore. And the point is that we used to work together for 13 years. We
right.
worked
and
together, we lived together, and we had a great relationship. It's just that he has no respect for money. You can't give him $20 because he has to spend it all, whether
right.
he's going
well,
to be eating,
and that,
coffee.
And that's really, you're being a mommy to a boy with that. It's not too equal.
Exactly.
Soulmates are grown-ups, and it's very hard for you to even think about having him not in your life, because you would never abandon your children. So if you've turned him into a child, this is pretty hard for you. But really, marriage is a business arrangement, and if he's going to keep you in poverty or not come to the plate or love you enough to realize how his spending habits are hurtful, you know, you can't be a soulmate and be an alcoholic or a drug addict or a spendaholic, because that really puts us in financial...
Yeah.
And I divorced my husband for many reasons, but one of them, a phrase I coined was fiscal infidelity. He wasn't a good business partner. I was working hard, and I never had any money because he was always investing it badly and losing it. So at some point, you know, it looks as if he's not coming back, and he's not coming back anytime soon. He may resurface when he finds out you have somebody else, just because he doesn't want to lose you. But again, it doesn't look like he's doing his inner homework. So he's not going to come back to you with a man that's been to a 12-step program about spending. So, you know, it's up to you to move your life forward. you know, pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you, and you want to be a soulmate who could do the same back. If it's going to be your husband, so be it. Otherwise, start moving your life forward because, you know, otherwise you're going
that's
to be in poverty.
Mean.
Nicole,
yeah,
do you have anything to
mean.
Add to that?
I'm sorry?
What was that,
do you have anything to, I was wondering if Nicole had anything to add to that.
No, well, basically, you know, I mean, obviously, Cindy, I'm in full agreement with you, you know, and I understand that when you're with somebody for so long a period of time, you know, I mean, I, you know, prior to my current relationship, you know, I was also in a very prolonged relationship, and we weren't happy, and we weren't really, you know, being the best people that we could for one another. And if that's the stage that you're at, as hard as it is for you, you know, you need to just kind of, you know, take control of yourself and take control of your life. You know, in this world, there's very, very little that you have any kind of control over of. The only thing that you do have control over of, however, is your own actions. And if he's going to run away, you could ask him to come back, you know, and, you know, you can give him, you know, a choice because it's a choice. He can either choose to come back or he can choose to leave, you know. You can go above and beyond for this person, but if he's not going to, if you guys are not on the same page and he's not going to respond, you know, to what your wants and needs are, then as hard as it is to walk away from that, it's better to walk away from a bad relationship to make room for a good, healthy, better relationship than it would be to hold on to something else just because it's comfortable.
And it is one of those things, you know, at this point, it's, you know, kind of blessing him and letting him go. But if he won't talk
to you, that's what I've been trying to do.
He's not even getting in the ring. How can you fight for a man when he won't get in the ring? Do you know what I'm saying? Pretty much, if a person won't talk to us, we can't make anything better. And, you know, silence speaks, I have a little expression, silence speaks volumes for those with ears to hear. His silence is telling you he doesn't know what to do. And at this point, if someone loves you, they don't leave you alone so long because they know they could lose you. And if it's not a question of how much he loves you, it's a question if he doesn't love you enough to heal. And that's what we want. We want love that's healed.
Right, yeah. He said that, well, at one point, maybe a couple of months ago, he mentioned that the reason he didn't call me before was because he was ashamed of all the debt that he left me into it. Because
right.
A lot of the business, it was under my name. So I'm stranded, you know, with a lot of money.
Well, commitment phobics are like the drunk driver out on the LIE who slams on his brakes and then goes forward. And 800 cars crash behind him, and he drives off and doesn't see the mess he's left. You know, he left you in a mess, and he just drove off without looking at it. That's a
right. Coward.
And love takes courage. And I want you to get in touch with the fact that if a man did this to your daughter, would you think it's okay?
No.
What would you tell your own daughter? And that's what I want you to love yourself the way you'd love your own daughter. It's not okay he did this to you.
Leave that man and turn away.
Okay. You've got the answer. The answer is we're old souls. We take way too much crap. We say, it's okay, you did it to me. I can take it. But you would never allow your daughter to go through this. So love yourself enough to say, if this couldn't, and if I would not want this for my daughter, then it's not good enough for me.
I have a question.
Sure.
You're telling me that you might see another future relationship.
I see one, a beautiful one, a beautiful family relationship. But the first thing you need to do is stand on your own 2 feet for a little while without a man, so that won't make
I agree with that.
Abuse. Just a
no,
little
no,
time
just...
for you to.
Yeah,
to,
I call
you know,
it
get your finances in order
vacation.
Because you don't want to also go to somebody with a, being a financial burden either.
Right.
You
no,
what
no, that's what I'm. Do you have any time frame just for me to get prepared?
It doesn't look immediate. It's probably in about 6 months or maybe a little longer. It's
okay. Just
you know you first taking care of yourself and loving yourself.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
And that's you're exactly in divine timing, Vanessa. Everything is divinely timed here.
I agree.
When we make stand on our own 2 feet, we make no excuses for abuse. And you don't want to be mommy to a boy anymore. Well, good luck to you. We have a lot of callers. I want to keep moving.
All
thank
right.
you, Vanessa.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank
Nicole.
You.
She's lovely, right?
All right.
Such lovely energy. Okay, let's see. We're moving over here. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Caller on the air. It's a 510 number.
Hi, Cindy. This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Cindy, I have been without a job for several months, and I'm eagerly looking for a new career position. At the same time, I have been without a relationship for several years because I've been so career-oriented. Do you see either one coming into my life that will be fulfilling for me?
Absolutely. You've got the card that is a person, and it's their shadow self, this, the part of them that they've kept hidden, and it's usually our good stuff. You know, you have to make some choices. You chose your career over relationship, and now that kind of failed you. So the universe is saying it doesn't have to be either or. It doesn't have to be relationship or career. It could be both. This time around, you have a little time off, because when we work hard, when we're almost workaholics, we're always so busy running from one project to the next, we never take time to slow down. The universe took your job from you to give you a little time to look inward and decide what it is that you want. The career looks good. The love looks like it's coming. And oddly enough, or really divinely timed, is both look like they come together, as if this new job is going to bring you into alignment either with him or with someone who knows him or a new group of friends in which you could meet him. So, you know, you're in a good place. It looks as if you're going to learn a little something new. Is that what you're hoping to do?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good. And there's a little bit of moodiness in these cards, which is not, you know, unusual. I mean, you feel like you've done everything right and, like, where has it gotten me? But
yes.
This after you make this job change and things look really good, a family, a nice soulmate here, a wedding, the life that you really wanted. The universe took that job out from under you because it really wasn't serving your higher good. Are you aware of that?
Over these past 9 months, I have concluded that. It was hard to believe, understand that when it happened, but I do understand that now.
Okay, and that's the whole point. Sometimes when we're so busy working and running around, we really can't see that we're maybe going down a path that's not going to serve us well. And pretty much, there was some writing on the wall about that job that you weren't seeing. Are you aware of that, that people were not telling you the truth or letting you know that this job was in danger?
I quit voluntarily. It was because of the abuse and the harassment I was getting from the owner of the company.
Exactly. And the point is that you should have left a long time before that. Are you aware of that? You took way too much management. And the reason that you probably didn't have a relationship in your life is you have, old souls have too high a tolerance for pain and abuse. We really do. It's like we take way too much crap from jobs, from people, from our relationships. And if nothing, if I don't teach anything between now and the day I die, I want to say, teach people, it's not okay you do this to me. I don't care if you're paying me money. It doesn't give you a right to abuse me. I don't care if your daddy beat you or you were sexually abused. It doesn't give you a right to hurt me. And so what you finally did in walking out on that job is you finally said, I don't need this. I need something better. And in doing that, bingo, will come a better job. Now when you have a relationship with a man and you're going to learn, not going to make excuses for abuse. I don't have to take it. And so you're psychologically right now being given some time to learn the lessons you should have learned. Basically, you don't have to be loyal to somebody who doesn't deserve your loyalty. Your boss was not treating you with respect. That from this day forward, you don't do crazy and you want everybody to treat you with respect and you will treat them back. And your whole life's about to change. You have beautiful cards here. So the best, healthiest thing you did was leave that job.
I really appreciate those words because I've always doubted myself, but this just confirms what my soul has been saying to me. When do you see this change occurring? About what time frame?
I see it almost immediately. I need you to just change a little bit of victim consciousness. You're not the victim of your boss. You take full responsibility for the fact that you allowed yourself to be victimized. That's the first step. We want to get rid of this victim consciousness. Do you know what I'm saying? That when you go into an interview, you go very confidently. Please bring, you have a grandma who passed away. Do you remember her at all?
Absolutely.
You need to bring her into the interview with her. By that, I mean dead people pop thoughts in people's heads. When you bring a dead person who loved you into an interview, she'll pop the thought into that interviewer's head, hire this girl. She's the one. They don't even know why they hired us. Later on, they'll say, I have no idea why I hired you.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to bring someone else with you into the interview. You want to take full responsibility for the fact that you didn't have a relationship because you didn't want to. And I'll tell you the truth, you weren't in psychologically a healthy enough place. If you're taking crap at work, you're going to go home and dump on your lover because, you know, it's that, you know, project onto the other person. Your boss yells at you, go home and kick the dog, you know. So you weren't in a healthy psychological spot to have a healthy relationship. You sound extremely healthy now.
Thank you.
So, you know, go with strength. Nicole, do you have anything to add to that? Because Nicole has some things she has to bring up on her job, too. So, Nicole, do you have anything to add?
Absolutely. Basically, from one workaholic to another, you know, I spent a lot of my time over the course of the past couple of years only concentrating on work. You know, I put my love life, you know, on the back burner, and it was all about my career. It was all about, you know, getting things done, and it was all about my future. And ironically enough, when I was ready for love, you know, my career was still taking its toll on me. And you know what? The universe brought me somebody anyway. And now I am a little bit, I'm still just as focused with my work. But at the same time, though, I make allowances and I make time for, you know, the person that I love. You know, and the only thing that I can possibly say to that is that it's all well and good if you want to work, and it's all well and good if you want a great career and you want to be set up, you know, and things like that. That's all well and good. But if you have nobody to share it with in the end, what are you working for? So you need to give yourself that time, and you need to make that time for yourself, for your, you know, for somebody to come into your life as well as your work. And the more balanced you are with that, the happier you're going to be.
Okay, great.
And you, good luck to you. And please call us and let us know when this love manifests on the job, because they are linked together. So kind of know, in order to bring you your soulmate, God had to kick your ass and kind of say, get out of that job, go forward. And in having the courage to walk out the door, the universe is rewarding you. If you had waited till your boss fired you, not the same lesson. You learned, I don't have to take this. I don't have to sell my soul for a dollar. I'm not running a prostitute archetype. I'm not staying with a man for money in a marriage or in business or staying with anybody who's abusive. I don't sell my soul for money. And that's what you were doing. And that's what a lot of people are doing in relationships. Their relationships are not good. They're just staying because they're afraid they can't support themselves. They're afraid for money. And the universe rewards when we say, I don't care. I can't stay in this. It's not healthy. And God, you know you don't want me here. So, and you know that I need money. You know that I need shelter and I need food. So if I take my steps toward that higher life and that better life, believe me, the universe rushes to meet you. But again, they needed you to heal a little bit.
I should let go of this fear about not finding a job, because it will come.
Right, and let go of the fear, because the fear will then, there's two paths in life, the path of love and the path of fear. Self-love made you leave that job. Bravo.
Okay.
But don't let fear then drive you into another, you know, okay, a job comes along and you kind of sense this guy's going to be abusive, but look, I'm scared, I need money. You're going to set yourself up into that same, you know, that same mindset that you have to take nonsense. So really go look for your passion, try to follow your passion, try to, you know, go for a job in which the people treat you with respect and watch the whole world change. But don't let fear motivate you. You know,
well,
there's no shortage of work on this planet. You know, there really isn't. So, nor is there a shortage of money. So,
yeah. Well, thank you for these powerful words. I really needed that talking to. So thank you very much.
Okay, you're so welcome. And call in any time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're moving right along here. Boy, I really love when Nicole does the switchboard, because she's so much better.
I'm sorry, Cindy.
Hello.
Hello?
Cindy,
hello?
You're on the air. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C. Or actually, I'm in Long Island now, but the number is D.C.
Okay, so you're on Long Island with us frozen. I was hoping you were calling from a warm climate and could, you know, send some of that warmth over here. Now, do you have a question that you wanted to ask us?
Yes, I do. Actually, I called you actually in September quite a while ago and gave me some good advice about somebody I needed to kind of be done with, and I did that. And
oh, you did it?
I did.
Wow.
I listened to you. I did what you said. I totally cut it off and, you know, really, really, you know, prayed every day that I would find somebody that not only that I love, but could love me back. And I really tried that. But I did meet somebody. But
and how is it going?
So far it's going pretty good. But
right.
I don't know if this is right or not. And I try to not be so afraid because I think that I don't want to do that and sabotage it, but I just wanted to know what you kind of thought about the person I'm seeing now.
Okay. He looks like a nice man. And you've been with him how long now?
Our first date was in December, and we first started talking in November.
Okay. So it's been a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And is it progressing forward the way you think it should?
So far it is. I think he's really nice to me, and I really like talking to him and spending time with him.
Good. And it looks like it's a healthy relationship and that you're treating each other right now as equals. Right now it looks really, really good. You're in the beginning stages, so all love starts out looking good, if whether we can maintain it. You know, out of the 45% of the American population that's offered soulmate love, only 45% are offered it. You have to be a little bit healed or at least have a healing thought that I would like a healthy relationship, but only 1% are maintaining it. Are you saying what you mean, meaning what you say, without being mean about it with him?
I am. I'm trying to have discussions which are not easy, but which I need to have so that at least he knows exactly what I expect and what I want, and that I am looking for more of a commitment type of relationship. But I don't know if that's me being paranoid. Or
no, actually, if you want that, that's what you have to ask for. You know, I had one of my clients, and she met some guy on Match.com, and they were going for a few months, and she thought he was only seeing her, and of course in the cards I saw something different, and you know, then she checked, and he was still seeing other people on Match.com and said he wasn't, and the whole bit, and I said, well, did you ever have the talk with him that you only wanted, you know, that you're an old-fashioned girl, and you only are with men who are with you. You don't want to be with a man who's sleeping with five other women or dating five other women. And when she had that talk with him, you know, he still wouldn't admit there was somebody else. And then she actually ran into him with the person that she saw that he was talking to on Facebook and Match.com. So talk about the, you know, I'm a mystic, not just a psychic. When I open a can of worms, the universe gives you what's called a waking dream. They show you what you need to see.
Mm-hmm.
And he got really mad at her and projected on her as if she did something wrong. No, she didn't. If she wants a committed relationship and he doesn't, it's like selling books to a blind man. It's not what he wants. So the fact that you're being open enough to tell him what you want, I think that's really a healthy place to be.
Okay.
And if he should run away.
I should tell you, I did meet him on Match.com.
Right. And of course, and that's why I'm saying,
yeah.
Match.com is, you know, is a good way to meet people, but sometimes there are what I call the internet monster men and women. They go in thinking they want a soulmate, and then, you know, two or three dates down the line, they find somebody they care about, but then say, oh, there's 400 other men or 400 other women that want to go out with me, and so let me see what's there. And it almost makes like a greed about relationships. And so...
Well, I'll tell you, I tried really hard with this one. One of the things I did is when I first started talking to him and I knew I kind of liked him, I stopped talking to everybody else. I cut everybody else up, and I was like, I just really want to focus on this person and see where it goes, which I hadn't done in the past, but I decided, you know, I just need to focus on one person and really try instead of talking to 12 dozen people.
And is he doing the same thing?
I don't know.
Okay, that's what, that's that's what you need to find out. If you don't want him, if you want him to be with you exclusively, if you don't talk about it, you're hiding your head in the sand and you're setting yourself up for hurt. Because what I said to this girl was, when she told me, well, we never really discussed if we were exclusive or not, I said, that's because he's avoiding the topic. And you're assuming he's not seeing anyone because you're not seeing anyone. That's a pretty big assumption.
Well, I asked him one day. I told him, I'm not seeing anybody else, not talking to anybody else. And he said the same thing. But, I mean, I just don't know if this is something that you see as a good thing or not. I did notice one day that he still, I don't have my profile online, but I did check, and maybe I shouldn't have, but he still has his profile on Match.
That's
when I decided never to check again.
Well, that's hiding your head in the sand. And that's, I tell women, because you don't see, it doesn't mean you're not going to catch herpes. You know what I'm saying? If a man's sleeping with another woman because you choose not to see, it doesn't mean you're not going to get the human papillomavirus or AIDS. You know, hiding the head in the sand is not the right thing to do. You, at that point, you should have said to him, I noticed that you're still on Match.com. What's the story? And not been afraid of the answer. You're afraid to lose him almost, or you're afraid of the answer, but right there says, he's not, you know, he's still looking. And again, that becomes the internet monster, man. If it's going good, why shouldn't he want to just see you? Maybe he wants to see other women, and that's what his modus operandi is. But you need to know, because if you don't want that, I can't state this enough. I'm a very liberal person. I really don't care if you want to sleep with 900 men. It doesn't bother me. But tell all 900 men what you're doing and practice safe sex and leave the rest of the people alone who don't want that. So it's, you know, is it, if he's still on there, does it bother you?
It bothers me a lot.
Okay, then you're not being truthful, and you're not being true to yourself. And one of the 19 steps in Grant Me a Higher Love is know thyself. And if this is not what you want, have the courage to tell him. Either he's going to stick 2 feet in or he'll leave. But it's better in the beginning than to invest more time in somebody who's only going to hurt you.
Okay. Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Okay.
Good night. Moving right along. Okay. Every time I do this, Nicole, I get an anxiety attack. I'm going to
knock
somebody
right off.
I'll
stop getting an anxiety attack. I'll be back on the switchboard next week. It's okay.
Good. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you.
Hello, it's Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're okay in New York. Where are you calling from?
I'm from New York. I've seen you. I've talked to you before.
Okay. Oh, you're my Christine that I know. Okay, good.
Yeah. How are you?
All right. Good, Christine. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been single now for going on almost 8 months, and the only potential I've had for dating was my dead best friend's husband.
We love those dead best friends because
I mean, really. So I just wonder if there's anything going on out there for me. I mean, anything coming up?
Okay, you actually have a very, very good 10-year period opening up. You take advantage of the first 5 years, the second 5 years just sort of flows. Doesn't mean you don't have good after that. There's a husband card coming up here.
Ooh.
And whether you marry him on paper or it's that heart, soul, mind, body relationship, this is important to you, this love, and it looks like it's going to manifest pretty soon. You're still missing your friend who passed away, correct?
Yes.
There's a mourning card came up here.
Mm-hmm.
What was your friend's name?
Valerie.
Because Valerie's asking you to stop mourning for her.
Okay.
When you cry, she cries. She's accepted where she is, and she is guiding over you and watching over you. What she wants for you is a good man, and she can gift that to you. It didn't work with her husband?
Well, it took me by surprise. I mean, she passed away about 6 years ago, left him a widower. And I got in touch with him and their son, who was also my godchild, via Facebook. And next thing you know, he's like, you know, telling me how much he loves me. And it really drew me for a loop and kind of creeped me out a little bit, you know. And it made me very uncomfortable. And so that's really been it. And I'm just wondering, I'm like, is this going to be it? You know?
No, because what's happening here, no, you've got a really nice relationship coming. And it's pretty soon, it's circling near you. Are you doing anything to meet anybody?
Well, I go to the gym. I try to go out when I can, but I'm really not putting myself out there. I'm not going on Match.com or any of the dating sites. I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that.
But you're letting people know you're looking and that you're available?
Yes.
Okay. Because really, I see it happening here. This is a really nice 10-year period for you.
We
really are wanting love, and, you know, it's nice that Valerie's husband loved you, although she said he falls in love pretty easily. He falls in love pretty easily.
I told him I could never.
Well, you know what? That in itself, Christine, could be a message as well, though. You know, because maybe, you know, your absence of a relationship, you know, is leading you someplace, and you're not really putting yourself out there the way that, you know, you're not putting yourself out there in a way that's going to get you what you so desire. You know,
okay.
So maybe him coming along after so much time. I mean, you said that Valerie had passed away, what, 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that is just a very clear message to you stating, it's okay, Christine, you know, it's okay to move on, and it's okay to go after the things that you want, because now you're seeing him move on. You know,
right.
I'm sure that he loved Valerie very, very much, but here he is 6 years later, and he's seeking love. You know, he
right.
was able to heal from her loss, and he was able to move forward, and maybe that's just a message to you, maybe not with him. But maybe that's just a message for you to move forward as well.
True. Okay.
And Valerie's telling me you're a little bit afraid of commitment yourself. So.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So, again, if we don't want just a soulmate, if God brings us a soulmate who won't commit, that rips our heart out. That really hurts.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you say the little soulmate prayer for someone who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, of course, and you want to be one that can commit back.
Right.
Because the universe doesn't want to bring you somebody if you're going to run. Because
right.
we don't get that many shots at soulmates. We do have about 30 on the planet. But that would mean we're responsible for our behavior. And if we're doing things karmically correct and the soulmates keep running, it has to, after a while, mirror the fact that we might have some fears, too. Because the universe doesn't bring you soulmates who run unless you're a runner. And
right.
even people who don't think they are, you know, when I had to think about this, about a soulmate who couldn't commit to me, I thought, well, I'm not a commitment phobic. You know, I was married for 29 years. I realized
right.
I was committed to a low level of love that I wasn't all that committed to.
Right.
So that I had my own fears of commitment. It was acknowledging my own commitment fears. And so if you don't overcome that, you're going to keep being brought people who will just run, or you'll run.
Right.
So, you know, believe in the divine timing. Because Val said she'd love to bring you a soulmate, because soulmates are a gift from God and from someone who has loved us, who has passed away. But she won't bring him for you to mess it up. You know, she said to screw it up. She won't bring it for you to screw it up, is her exact
right.
quote.
Okay.
And so,
I know. Yeah.
Hello.
Well, you know, yes. Well, good luck to you, and let us know when this love manifests, because it's right circling near you.
Okay, do you have any idea as to how long? I mean, what the time frame might be?
It actually looks it could be any minute. You know, it's just
you saying
you're really ready. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's a magic thing. I know when Nicole finally said she was ready for a relationship, I think she got it pretty quickly. Correct, Nicole?
Yeah.
It seems to follow that when we're not afraid, when we say bring it on now. Because
yeah, and I have been.
Soulmates are always circling near us. You know, there's always, it's just we have to be ready for it.
Okay.
And the universe is pretty smart and doesn't bring it when they really think we're going to mess it up. Not if it's a really good soulmate. So good luck to you, and thank you for calling in. I'm so glad to have spoken to you.
Oh, good to speak with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Moving right along here. Okay. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. This is Cindy, and who is this?
Gloria.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, you're from Brooklyn, huh? So you're cold, too.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you have a question that you want to ask and share with us, so go right ahead.
Okay. I've been dating this really great guy since the beginning of December, and I just want to know what's possibly in store for us, in these upcoming months.
Okay. He looks like a really nice guy, and you're a little bit of a worrier. Have you been hurt before?
Yes, and I'm glad you said that.
Because the only card that's negative here is you're worrying.
Because
he looks like, in the laws of karma, you've gotten the level of love you deserve. He looks like he wants a committed relationship. Are you exclusive with him now?
We've had that conversation. I'm not shy to say this on the air, but it's definitely been a big relationship for me, and pretty much I have not been sexually intimate with someone yet, and I made that one of like the first revelation to him in the early relationship. And you're right. And it sounds silly that's like a lot of where the worrying comes from, but I've had past relationships where guys just don't want to get to know me first. They just want the prize and run. And so there's a lot of that worrying. So the worrying is at least constructive worrying. You know, it's not just random. Oh, I don't know if you're going to call me or not. It runs pretty deep. So
I can see that.
Yeah.
The relationship you had before this one looks really bad. Was it really bad? Because there's a card that came up that shows you really have been hurt and have been deceived. And
yeah. It was a situation where I thought I was dating the guy, and again told him, you know, my situation was like, so I want to take things slow. And, you know, he was like all like quote unquote on the same page. And then I found out he like had slept with someone, and he was like, he said, you actually thought this is a relationship. This was just a hookup. And so that hurt a lot.
Okay. And that's why, you know, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 21.
Okay, because your generation is the one they say they can't commit to the word relationships. It's hookup, booty calls, friends with benefits. And, you know, this guy looks really nice and good, and he's taking it slow with you. It really looks like it's good so far. So I don't, you know, and again, soulmates, just because we're given one doesn't mean it stays that way. We have to work at it every day.
Right, exactly.
He's going to eventually hope you trust him enough, and if, you know, to be with him. Are you starting to feel that you can trust him?
I definitely feel like I've only been dating him since the beginning of December, but at the same time, I also have the maturity where it's kind of like one of those things where if a person genuinely cares about you and you've reached that level of trust, it's not to be looked at in a negative light. Because I've had parental figures who are very just like, you know, if you do that, the guy's going to run. And not every, I mean, I know from my close circle of friends, not every guy is like that.
Exactly.
So a lot of thinking, a lot of self-reflection. And it's one of those things, you know, here in this past week, I know he's kind of been stressed out with work, and he's kind of been a little distant just this week. So, I mean, it just kind of plays into my insecurities from the past, like you had brought up, the big warrior
card. And sometimes we have to figure out if we're punishing people for other people's mistakes. But when people start pulling away, you know, I know he's with work and the whole thing, but you know, you want to make sure, you know, that he's not going to keep doing that. it looks very much like you guys have a good start. And, you know, the trust, it will grow with you. As far as things go, it's definitely worth keeping pursuing with this man because see, there aren't too many, there's no really red flags here on the cards. He looks like a very nice man. Do you know any of his friends? Has he brought you into his inner circle yet with friends and family? Hello, are you there still? Is it possible we lost you? Oh, she might be on a cell phone. Anyway, well, thank you for calling in. We really are having trouble with people on their cell phones. Okay. We have time for probably one short call. Let me see. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Are you talking to 267?
Yes.
Okay, hi. My question is, I've only, like, been involved with one guy, and it was twice in an 8-year period, and I'm wondering, was he a soulmate, or was he just here to cause me pain so I would learn something?
Okay. He definitely started out as a soulmate because you did have a lot of lessons to learn. There were lessons in him being brought to you, and there were lessons in him leaving you. Have you tried to learn the lessons? Mainly, you're learning that love without commitment is pain. Did you learn that one?
Yes.
Okay. You're a little bit of a commitment phobic yourself because you've gone a long time without a relationship now. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And you know, how old are you, by the way? I'm asking this question because there's generational karma that usually helps me know an age. Okay, you're the same age as my daughter and close to Nicole's age, which are really the commitment phobics about relationships. You know, my daughter's 30. She hasn't had a date in 5 years. She's a beautiful girl. I mean, my generation, we got our hearts broken. You know, a month later, we're back out there. You know, it's almost like you're getting hurt, your generation, and because there's so many distractions, there's iPods, there's iPhones, there's TVs, there's computers, there's every video game, movie you can watch, you can...
seem to take men seriously. Like when they approach me, it's always like a joke, or I'm a joke to them, or something. And even this guy, you know, he started off with let's be friends with benefits. I'm like okay, and then he's like have my baby, and I'm like what? And you know, and it's all this stuff, and then I fall in love with him, and I'm like okay, let's have a baby, and it's I'm gone. I've found a 20-year-old now.
Well, that's it, because of the commitment phobia. It's very odd.
Then he said it was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke. Well, again, you were there. So when people try to tell you there wasn't something there, there was. And people do run from a higher love because it demands healing. This guy's a player. He doesn't want to stop screwing around with other women. So if it's a soulmate that you love and commit to, heart, soul, mind, and body, you can't be a sex addict. You can't be cheating and everything. If he gets involved with toxic love or mediocre love, he can have an excuse, well, she wasn't nice to me, that's why I screwed that other girl. I mean, he doesn't want to grow up. And you were given an opportunity for him to have a soulmate love with you. But at this point, he didn't want it. And, you know, it's time for you to move on because we have more than one soulmate. Do you want a relationship that you can love and commit to and that that person will love? Because this man was supposed to make you realize soulmate love is without commitment and healing will become toxic love and will equal pain. True soulmates work on their issues. They commit, they heal, and they love each other. This is coming for you. But don't think you were a fool because it started out with the potential of soulmate, but really there's only 1% of couples in America maintaining soulmates.
See, and it bothers me because I went back to him twice. You know, I went to him twice.
Well, because there's always the hope that he could be moved back up the ladder of love from soulmate to toxic and maybe go back up to soulmate. But with him, it can't because he's got an addiction with women. He likes to have women fall in love with him. He likes being a player, and he gets a thrill from it. And for you to realize you're not going to change him. Do you know that? You can't change him.
I wasn't trying to. I was accepting the fact that he was a player, but he acted like, I don't know. I can't even explain.
But again, accepting that he's a player was really selling yourself a little short. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And that's why, you know, if a commitment phobic can fall in love with a player because they could say, well, it's not my fault we're not committed, he can't. So I want you to understand you're a closet commitment phobic who's picking a man who can't commit to you, and then you could blame it on him. Try to realize your generation is afraid of commitment, and this was supposed to help you realize I have to overcome my own fears of commitment. The real fears of a commitment is, what if I love you and something happens to you, you die and you leave me? Well, we do have more than one soulmate. And if, God forbid, our soulmate should die on us, we would be granted another one if we've loved properly. What I see for you in the future is a really nice man if you're going to let him in.
Mm-hmm. But he's not going to come off. Is he going to know how to approach me? Like, any man, that's why I haven't had a relationship. They all approach me wrong except for this one idiot.
Again, you're giving off a vibration that maybe you don't realize. You're giving off one that you really don't want love right now. So try to, you know, open your heart to wanting love and let a different kind of man will come. You're obviously signaling that kind of a man or he wouldn't be coming to you. So if you want a committed relationship, just pray for one and watch it manifest, because it is in the cards for you. It's pretty soon, too, if you want it.
Well, I keep praying for it, and I do want it, and thank you so much.
And good luck to you, and let us know. Well, anyway, it's time for us to end the show. Nicole, do you have a shout-out tonight?
Of course I have a shout-out. First of all, I would like to thank everybody who listened tonight. Secondly, I would like to remind everybody that at my store in Miller Place this weekend, get a $10 Blue Movie bracelet, and you're going to get some excellent sales, as well as you're going to see a live concert of Blue Movie's very first live performance. All right, so performance and
everything.
And what's
the name of your store? Because I don't think everybody knows your store.
It's Miller Place Plain Trade. It's 275, Route 25A in Miller Place. The band is going on around 9:30, and we're going to have sales and festivities going on before then. You know, a DJ is going to be in-house, Cyber FM is going to be in-house. It's going to be a major, major event. I would also like to shout out BlueMovieMusic.com. Check them out. Also check them out on MySpace as well as Reverb Nation. And Cindy, I would like to shout you out tonight for doing a great job both hosting and doing the switchboard, since I could not do it. So thank you very much.
It's much smoother when you do it. And we're sorry that we couldn't get to everyone, but of course we will be on the air next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great week. I hope it's warmer where you are than where we are. Bye.
Good night, Cindy.